No excuses, just solutions. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, number 332, titled No Excuses, Just Solutions. I'm here to remind you, beloved, of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Now, dear friend, someday you will stand before God Almighty. It could be today. Are you ready? If God says to you at that final judgment, I do not know you, what will you say in your defense? You may say or give the excuse, but all religions are the same. It doesn't matter what I believe. However, the Bible says, God's word says, that salvation is found in no one but Jesus Christ. According to the Holy Bible, Acts chapter 4, verse 10, the Bible reads, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. You may say and give another excuse, but I am not a sinner like other people are. I'm not that bad. The Bible says that all have sinned and are unable to stand in the presence of God. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Dear friend, that includes you. You may say and give another excuse, but I figured there was plenty of time. I always believed I would live to see old age, and then I would do something about my soul. However, dear friend, the Holy Bible says that now is the time of salvation. Now is the day of salvation. And we must seek the Lord urgently. For the Holy Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Not tomorrow, today. And then Isaiah in the Old Testament backs it up when it says in Isaiah 55:6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. call ye upon him while he is near. You may say, but the church is full of hypocrites. Another excuse. Remember, no excuses, just solutions. But the church is full of hypocrites, and I was offended by their behavior and their attitudes. The Holy Bible says in Romans 14:2 that someday every one of us shall give an account of himself or herself to God. Everybody is going to give an account to God for their own behavior. Don't you worry about the hypocrites. Don't you worry about what other people are doing. Worry about yourself. Get your own self right. No excuses, just solutions. You may say, God, how can you condemn me? You created me. Where's your love? I thought you loved me. Another feeble excuse. The Bible says in St. John 3:16, these words uttered by none other than Jesus Christ, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his name is Jesus, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. That is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life. That is a solution, my dear friend. That is the solution to your predicament. Right now, if you were to die, you would go straight to hell. Here's your solution. Here's your answer. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will not perish and go to hell, but you will have everlasting life in heaven with God, with Jesus, with the angels, and with the saints. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who gave his life for you, who paid your sin debt. He is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. That's what John the Baptist called him. Jesus has good news for you and for me and for everybody in the world. You don't need an excuse. You need a solution. Jesus Christ is your solution. You need a Savior, and his name is Jesus Christ. You need to believe on Christ. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shalt be saved. In the Holy Bible, Matthew 4:17 says, repent ye, these are the words of Jesus Christ, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent means to turn around, to change your direction, and trust Christ as Savior. In Matthew 11:28, Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. In St. John 6:37, Jesus says, him that cometh to me, I will in no way cast out. What a promise. In St. John 14:6, in the Holy Bible, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. In St. John 5:24, in the Holy Bible, Jesus says, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. In Matthew 25:34, Jesus says, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. So, my dear friend, no excuses, just the solution. Whatever you do today, do not neglect this free offer of eternal salvation through Jesus Christ. For the Holy Bible says in Acts 16, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shalt be saved. The Holy Bible also says in Hebrews 2:3, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? And dear friend, if you want to be saved by Jesus Christ today, let him know. If you're willing to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you're believing in your heart right now that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again on the third day in your heart, please pray with me what is called the sinner's prayer and mean it from your heart. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain. I deserve to go to hell. But for Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul. And forgive me of all of my sins, my failures, and my faults. As I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and follow you into the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Dear friend, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to follow Jesus, to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The track or the pamphlet this podcast is based on is published by Track League, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this track online at trackleague.com.